So, in consultation with some of you, but mostly on my own, I've picked a topic for Chorev Zman, for our little group. And it started at home, like my daughters were talking to me about this, and I realized, like, I've never actually sat down and studied the sitter, beginning to end. And by studying the sitter, I mostly mean understanding what we say. But once I started preparing, I realized you can't just do that. There's also, like, halachos relating to it. There's the structure of the sitter, like, you know, why was Shema put before Shemona Esrei? Whatever. That's pretty much what I want to do. Now, how we do it is up to you guys. Like, I'll present in the way that I think makes sense, but how we do it and in what order and, you know, want to skip things or whatever, you know, I'll leave that to you. To give you an example of the options and why I find this so exciting but a little scary is that, like, I was thinking, okay, so where should I start? Right? So when we talk about davening, like, tefillah, halachically, is just Shemona Esrei. But I figured that wouldn't be enough to take us through Chorev Zman, and I got stuff to say on Shemona Esrei, but, you know, I want to do more than that. I don't understand the halalukas. I don't know why you skip certain things if you're late to davening. It's okay, the Zimran, certain things you don't skip. Why is Ashrei more important than... Okay, why do you skip Yehi Chvod? Is Mizmor L'Soda? All those things I wanted to talk about. So then I just thought today, okay, where should I start? And then at first I said, okay, I'll start at Baruch Sha'amar, because that's, like, really where Pesukei Devarim starts, and it's a bracha. But then I thought, yeah, but what about all the other brachos? So then I thought, okay, I'll start with, you know, the series of brachos that we say in the morning. And then I thought, well, maybe I should start with Birchas HaTorah. But then it turns out most of them start with Al Netilas Yadayim. So, and once I started looking, surprise, the sources seem to treat Al Netilas Yadayim as a part of davening. So that's the background for why we're starting with Al Netilas Yadayim. Again, these are the things I'm the ideas I'm happy to play with as we go on with this. And let's just start with and start seeing some interesting ideas about Netilas Yadayim. Okay? The Gemara in Brachos, Samach Amud Bey, says as follows. I started earlier to give you an idea. Let me start with this. We're so used to the fact that you make a bracha on Netilas Yadayim that no one ever imagines for themselves anymore that it could have been that you don't make a bracha. Like, what is the mitzvah of Netilas Yadayim? Why is it that Netilas Yadayim even gets a bracha? So look how the Gemara starts. Take my word for it. Netilas Yadayim gets a bracha. You don't have to look it up. It's fine. Okay. Here we go. Says the Gemara, Ki ma'atef b'tzitzis. When you put on your tzitzis, lema baruch atah, they skip the shem. Hashem, Hashem, kishem, sev, sivano, lehisatef b'tzitzis. Maybe we'll talk about that one day when none of you guys make that bracha and I do. Has to do with the talis versus tzitzis, but leave that for now. Huh? Okay, I'm sorry. The new guy does. Ki manach tfilin adare, when you put on tfilin on your arm, you say, baruch Hashem, kishem, sev, sivano, laniach tfilin. Areishi on your head, lema baruch Hashem Shem Sof Sivanu al mitzvah tefillin. Kimashe yadei, when you wash your hands, lema baruch Hashem Kiddushem Sof Sivanu al netilas yadayim. Okay, so forgetting anything else, the way the Gemara presents it, you know, it sounds like it's not just part of davening. First of all, it's out of order, right? All of us, whatever our minhagim are, all of us make al netilas yadayim before we put on our tefillin, and probably before we put on our tzitzis also. But the Gemara seems to present it as part of the series of things that you do at the beginning of davening. Okay, add to that the next Gemara. The Gemara in Brachos Yudalim of Beis, it says as follows, Va'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Harotze sheyikabel alav o malchus shamayim shlema, a person who wants to accept upon himself the yoke of heaven. Normally, o malchus shamayim is what? It's a euphemism for Shema, right? You want to properly accept the yoke of heaven, which we do via saying Shema. What do? Yifne, first of all, go to the bathroom. Okay? You know, prepare yourself. V'yitol yadav. And wash your hands. Now, you're going to think, okay, yifne, v'yitol yadav. Well, you went to the bathroom. Of course you have to wash your hands. But no. Washing your hands here takes on its own independent importance. Now we'll go on. V'yaniach tefillin. You put on your tefillin. V'yikra kriyat shema v'yitpalel. Then you say shema and you daven. V'zohi malchut shamayim shleima. This is, you know, the complete way of accepting the yoke of heaven. Am Rav Chiya bar Abba, Am Rabbi Yochanan. Kol hanifne v'notel yadav umaniach tefillin v'korei kriyat shema u'mitpalel. Same thing we just saw. Ma'ale alav hakatuv ki'ilu banam mizbeach v'hikriv alav korban. Dichsiv erchat b'nikyon kapai v'asovavos mizbachacha. Hashem, meaning, washing your hands is an important thing. It's part of the preparation that you do for Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. It's not just because you happen to have gone to the bathroom. Right? Because the Gemara quotes a pasuk only for the washing of your hands. Erchatz b'nikyon kapai means I wash my hands. What does that say to us? Anybody? Who? When you think, what? Okay, good. But when you think of hand washing in the, like in the Beis HaMikdash, when I talk about the Mizbeach, what do you think of? Tumantara. Kohanim. Right? What are the Kohanim? And not just that. Kohanim don't just go to the sink outside of the bathroom. They go to the keel. Right? When Kohanim wash their hands, it's not, as Austin said, necessarily because they're dirty. Maybe we wash our hands for that reason. But when you start talking, you start bringing psukim about the Beis HaMikdash, you're talking about something, I would say, more formal and less substantive. Right? When the Kohen Gadol washes his hands 10 times on Yom Kippur, it's not because he's dirty. Yeah.
Is that when the pasuk says, "Uchatz b'nikayon," it doesn't say to go to bathroom.
Correct. You're supporting me.
No, but where does the Gemara learn that you need to go to the bathroom?
Oh, where does the Gemara learn you have to wear tefillin? There are other sources for this. I just brought you a tiny bit. But the Gemara is clearly trying to explain where hand washing got in there. And the Gemara says that hand washing has more to do with formal avoda in the Beis HaMikdash than it does with you're dirty and so you have to wash your hands. Now, on one level, we all understand anything you do to prepare for something gives you more kavana. Meaning, if before you sat down to daven, you just counted to 10, it would give you more kavana. That would be the preparation that you do. Now, hand washing is not just counting to 10. Hand washing is a statement that I see what I'm about to do to be, if not on par with, somehow related to what Kohanim did in the Beis HaMikdash. And the preparation for that requires a Tel Shaddai. Yeah. So here it sounds like it's not Negel Vasser, because we're talking about saying Shema. It's true that when we talk about Kriya Shema, we're talking about it really in two, at least two contexts. One is when you get up in the morning, and we'll deal with that. But more than that, I want to talk about, you know, the halachic washing that requires a bracha, and that's a prelude to Kriya Shema, that's a prelude to tefillah. Austin, yeah.
Is that why we say Olam Yadam? Because someone told me, like, if you're just like announcing what you're doing,
So I would love to do Lo Olam Yehadam one day because it's one of my favorite tefillos. But leave that for now. Look, to a certain extent, all of Psukei Dezimra is preparation. Right? It's like, huh?
Karbanos?
No, Karbanos is not preparation. Karbanos may actually be more important than other things because it may, you know, if all of tefillah is based on Karbanos, then it could be, we'll get there. Okay, I keep adding more and more things we have to do. Yeah.
If you don't wash your hands, or if you don't do Negel Vasser in the morning, should you still say the bracha before Shacharis?
So there's no circumstance in which a person should ever daven Shacharis without having washed their hands, either as part of Negel Vasser or afterwards. Absolutely no situation in which we won't see it today. Maybe we'll never see it. The Rambam thinks that Kiddush Yadayim Raglaim, not Raglaim, Kiddush Yadayim is Ma'akev Tefillah. Full stop.
So before like Minchah and Makkah.
Yeah, we'll get there. But yes, we'll see that in a second.
Same source for washing before bread?
No, but it's modeled off it. Meaning, we'll get to the Shulchan Aruch, you'll see the Shulchan Aruch says, you might as well, before you wash for davening, do everything you do before you wash for bread. So we'll have one model for doing it, but it's for different reasons. Yeah?
Can't you just do it on the queue at the Adayim? Like, if like, you get there, like, you have to go.
You would make a brach of Al Nikiyut Yadayim?
They have it.
Of course they have it. Have you ever done it? Do you know anybody who does it?
Not religiously. Not consistently.
What he's suggesting is as follows. If you don't have water, the halacha allows you to rub your hand, you know, to do something else. But how often do you daven where there's no place to wash your hands?
I don't know, but like, let's say like it's about like it's coming up to Shmona Esrei. Am I gonna make Shmona Esrei or am I gonna wash my hands? So I go and do all. I did like once or twice.
Okay, we'll get there. So far, it's much more of a religious event than it is just preparation for davening or cleaning yourself up. There are basically two main shitos in Rishonim that play out in terms of the real purpose behind washing your hands in the morning and for davening. Okay, let's look at them together. The first is the Rush in Brachos, the third paragraph. The Rush says, Mashi yada, you wash your hands. Omer baruch hashek shem sof zivanu al tilas yadayim. Why? He's talking about in the morning. Lefi she yadav shel adam askaniot heim. You know what askaniot means? You know what an askan is? What's an askan? So he just joined Shir Aleph. This is my friend Henry Orlinsky. Okay? An askan is, in the Haredi world, you know, askanim are like the business guys who make the world run. They're osek in things. So yadayim askaniot means you keep touching places. You know, your hands don't sit still, they touch. So if yadayim askaniot, saying ve'ef shal shaloli gab bebasar hametunaf balayla, and there's no possibility that you went to sleep at night and your hands didn't touch some place that would normally be covered up by clothing and shouldn't be touched before davening. So tiknu bracha kodem sheyikra kriyat shma. Again, here you see the same thing. It's Kriyat Shema in this example. V'yitparel. He says, you have to, therefore, Chazal were mitakein a bracha for washing your hands before Kriyat Shema and before Tefillah. Why is this so important, before Kriyat Shema and before Tefillah? Because Kriyat Shema is only once a day. Okay, Kriyat Shema twice a day. I guess you do it at night. But if you have to wash and make a bracha for Tefillah, that means Shachris Minchan Marv with the bracha. Now, we all know enough to know that that's not the accepted halacha. Right? Everybody here might know one person who makes a bracha before they wash for Minchan Marv, and I'm not here to advocate for that. I certainly don't. But the Rosh thinks it's a halacha that you have to wash your hands before Shachris Minchan Marv. It's a din in tefillah. Okay? And presumably before Kriyat Shema if you're doing it separately from tefillah. Let me just do a little bit. V'ra'oi haya levarech al nikiyut yadayim. He says, and if you didn't have water, probably you could have made a bracha shek yidisham esav sivano al nikiyut yadayim, and you rub your hands on whatever it is that's cleaning them. Ela al shem shetiknu minetilat yadayim la'achila levarech al netilas yadayim. But because there was already an al netilas yadayim that was set up for eating bread, lefi shetzarich litol min akli, v'hakli shmo nitila b'lashon hagmara, v'kach tiknu nami levarech al nitilat yadayim. So he said the truth is, the nitila isn't really what matters before davening, it's getting your hands clean. So the bracha could have been al nikiyut yadayim, just on cleaning my hands. But there is a general rule in halacha of like conservation of brachos. It's bizarre. But we don't want to make new brachos if we don't have to. We want to piggyback on other brachos. And there was already a bracha of al netilat yadayim. So that's the bracha that they adopted. V'nira, third line from the end, she'im ein lo mayim u'menaket yadav bitzror v'afar, she'mevarech al nikiyut yadayim. Okay? Like somebody here does. D'chayav adam l'nakot yadav b'shat ha'tfilah ki d'omar le'el. D'chsiv ar posuk erchatz b'nekion kapay, m'zeh yesh l'mod, d'hu hadin b'tfilat ha'mincha u'b'tfilat ha'arvit. It's not even a diuk. The Rosh says, if there's a din that you have to wash your hands before davening, that means shachris, mincha, and ma'ariv. And again, I didn't bring the Rambam, but the Rambam says that cleanliness of your hands is ma'akev tefillah. So basically here, there's no excuse. Although sometimes it's you know, like you're here in the break and you're going to go downstairs, you're going to miss Ashrei, or for Marv, you're here, you're going to miss Baruch Hu. I'm telling you, washing your hands is not really optional. And in the old days, Rav Lichtenstein, I saw it many, many times, missed parts of davening to go wash his hands. And even if he had to walk far to wash his hands, like, he took it really, really seriously. Yeah. Okay. So obviously you prepared. Next Shita. This is the Rosh. This is the Rosh. But Mr. Showoff here knows the Rashba. I'm sorry, Rabbi Showoff. Knows the Rashba. So, what? Yeah. Yes. We don't. That's not the accepted halacha. You have the accepted halacha is you make a bracha in the morning. Now, huh? But when the Rosh says Yadai Maskanios Haim, and therefore you have to wash your hands for davening, I think he thinks that between Shacharis and Mincha, you must have touched some place you shouldn't have touched, and between Mincha and Maariv. If you ask me, you know, here it doesn't happen so much. In America, let's say, you know, you go to shul for Mincha Maariv, right? So you daven Mincha, you wash your hands, you go to Mincha, you know, there's a 4 minute Tvar Torah between Mincha and Maariv, and then you daven Maariv. So I could see in that circumstance the Rosh saying, no, you're fine. Because, you know, I'm not sure, but he could say in that circumstance, look, you wash your hands for Mincha and Maariv together, and that's good enough. But certainly for Mincha, you know, presumably you touch something since you daven Shacharis. Let's get the other Shita in. Says the Rashba, famous Rashba, V'im tish'al ma'ishna tfilat ha-shachar mitfilat Mincha va'arvis, meaning the Rashba starts from the premise that you only have to wash your hands for Shacharis and not Mincha and Maariv. That's his premise. So he says, if you can ask what the difference is, Yesh lomar, lufi shebishachar anu na'asim kiber yachadasha. Was that what you were thinking of, Daniel? No. Just say yes. So you could also get in the game. Okay. It's so funny, like, there are some Zohars that everybody knows. Yours is a Zohar. But let's just do the Rashba first. Okay? I think it has a little bit to do with the idea that, like, somehow you died overnight, although he doesn't say it specifically. We have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for recreating us in the morning. And because of that, we have to make a series of brachos. All those brachos. Says the Rashba, it's really like it's a religious event. When you get up in the morning, you're supposed to somehow say to yourself, you're supposed to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for bringing you to life again in the morning. And somehow, one of the ways in which we've chosen to do that is by washing our hands and making an al netilat yadayim as if we're in the Beis HaMikdash in order to say that we're preparing for a new day. In his telling, it very much sounds like al netilat yadayim is some kind of like, almost like a berachas hodah. It's obviously not. It's a berachas HaMitzvah. Shek kiddushan nisav sivanu. But it sounds like it's a form of thanking God. Now, one second. What's the big difference between the Rosh and the Rashba? Huh? A, when you make the bracha, but more importantly, when does it comes up once a year. Huh? Mincha Maariv. Shavuos. Why does it come up Shavuos? Right. That's where you always hear this machlokas. You stay up all night. So I'm about to explain. I got a system. It's like a rhetorical question. Why? I'll tell you. Because he answered everything so far? No. Not this one. Here we go. Because according to the Rashba, your chiyuv of making a bracha in the morning is to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving your neshama back. Because when you went to sleep, you know, he took your neshama away from you. By the way, maybe right tomorrow we'll do Elokai Neshama, which is related to this. But bottom line is, so for the Rashba, if he stayed up all night, there's no need to make Al Tel Shaddaim in the morning. Okay? But for the Rosh, it has nothing to do with sleeping. It has to do with your hands being dirty. You were up all night. It has to do with preparing for davening. And therefore, for the Rosh, you have to make a bracha. And so if you ask me how we paskin, it's fascinating. Every Shavua, you know, the answer is, every Shavua we have to discuss this. The answer is we want to be choshish for both shitos. We want to, huh? So there is, that's one of the, but I find that fascinating, meaning, I don't know, let's pass in like the Rosh or the Rosh, but the answer is, it's never been definitively decided in normative halacha who we pass in like. So there are all kinds of tricks. One is, what's the first thing, who's the most popular guy Shavuos morning in shul?
The guy who slept.
The guy who slept, yeah. Right? Why? Because of the Rashba. Now you know, that guy is so frum, he passes like the Rashba. In order to be motzi from a suffix of Alan Tiel Siadayim, he took a nap. So if he took a nap now, he owes God an Alan Tiel Siadayim for that.
So every time you take a nap, you didn't Tiel Siadayim from the Rashba?
No. So, we don't paskin that way like the Rashba. It's basically, it's Seref Hashitos. Since the Rosh says you'd have to do it anyway, we add the nap thing, and probably your nap took place at night. Right? It could be that a nap at night is different than a nap during the day.
Why?
Because it seems more like sleeping. Right? Somehow, when I take a nap during the day, like, I guess, weirdly, I don't think God is borrowing my neshama during my nap, whereas I think if I slept for 3 hours at night, I don't know, it seems more like a night's sleep. Like, I would make a hamapil at night, I wouldn't make it during the day. I don't think so. No, that's like being misnamnim. That's what worried that you didn't really sleep. But if you slept solidly, you know, for a half an hour in a chair, first of all, God bless you. Second of all, you're good. You can make a bracha in the morning. No question about it. Correct. And even that I'm not so worried about. Okay, let's just try to knock this up quickly. Look at the Shulchan Aruch. Bottom paragraph. How are we paskin? Yirchatz yadav yivarech al tilas yadayim. And the Ramah says you should also say Asher Yatzar. Va'afilu lo asat rachav. Maybe we'll talk about that another time. Then we'd have to read that. Flip over. Let's just see quickly what we can knock off. Okay, yidaktik laros alei maim lahavir ruach ra'ash shara alehem. I didn't quote this, but that's what Daniel said. Where did the ruach ra'ash thing come from? That's the Zohar that the Beis Yosef quotes. That when you sleep, you know, your body, whatever this means, is coated. Yeah. Okay, I have to. Okay, your body is coated in like tuma somehow, and when you get up, it goes away, but it stays on your hands. So it's interesting, like, if you read this whole siman in Shulchan Aruch, you get the idea that Shulchan Aruch passes like every single theory you ever heard of. He passes like the Rash, but he passes like the Rush, he passes like the Zohar. Basically, we try to be machmir with respect in Tiel Shadayim. So the Zohar has this thing about switching hands, because one is Midas Hadin and one is Midas HaChesed, and pouring the water three times. I'm not knocking it. I don't understand it. That's it. I'm just... No, you because you were looking at me. That's right. And here he says in Zion, which is an important halacha, Tov lahakbid b'nitil as yadayim shachris b'chol hadvarim hama'afim b'nitil as yadayim l'su'uda. It's not required, but you ought to try as much as possible to be as careful when you're doing the nitil as yadayim in the morning as you are before you have, you know, before you eat challah on Shabbos. And says the Ramah, miyu einu ma'akev v'lo kli v'lo kach gavra. This is very important. The Ramah says, using a kli isn't ma'akev, and neither is koach gavra, meaning pouring the water on you. Why is this very important? A, because we Ashkenazim, not you, paskin like the Ramah. But second, if you're rushing, you know, you're late to davening, and there's no cup, so forget the cup. If you ask me, you should be late to davening to wash your hands. But to look for a cup and to do this three times, the Ramah says, don't worry about that. If you find a faucet, put your hands on the faucet for a second, you did it, go daven. Okay? Huh?
Would you say it rough?
No, I don't think you can make out. First of all, we don't. The Ramah's talking... Huh? No, so for Shachris, I think he's talking about for other things. For Shachris, I think you ought to look for a cup to be able to make a bracha. You can't make the bracha netilas yodayim without a kli. It just doesn't make sense. Maybe you could then make nikius yodayim. I remember once when I was a little kid, the only time it ever happened, but I remember that in camp, they shut out the water, there was no water. So they told you to go out to the lake, you know, before lunch to dunk your hands in, and somebody who I thought knew his stuff told me you're supposed to make al tevilas yadayim under those circumstances. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we'll just talk halacha lemaisa, when exactly you make the bracha in the morning, and then we'll move on either to Asher Yatzar or to Elokei Neshama. Shkach.
I have a question.
One sec.